Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years. Of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos and the mayhem here. Dave Anderson's here. He's one of our long-suffering Brain Trust members. He's been hanging out with me for 16 years because he loves you, my friends. LearnToLead.com is how you find Dave, his books, his brilliance, his wisdom, his all of his programs. Many of them are free. Just suck them up and use them as you need. Dave, thanks again for that. Thanks for your leadership. It means a lot to all of us. Dave, I'm calling it right now. Where we've crossed over the pandemic Rubicon. We're on the other side of this. We can see full business operation on the horizon. It's not here yet, but we can see it, we can taste it, we can smell it. It's time, Dave, to go back to work. What do we got to do to get this started again?
We got to have the right outlook. First of all, let me say what we don't do. I hear too many people say, we just want to get back to where we were. You don't want to get back to where you were. You don't want to get back to how you
were.
You didn't go through all this sacrifice.
That bridge is gone behind you.
It is, and you didn't go through all this sacrifice and stress and loss to stay the same. The goal is to be better than we were before this happened. It's not to be back to where we were. And so you have a chance right now to reshape your business. Don't blow it. We have a chance to reshape our team. Honestly, just talking here, there may be some people you don't want to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They
were a problem when they were there in the first place.
Well, I can imagine,
when you
Dave.
Send it home.
You know, some of these people are getting more money being unemployed than they would have if they stayed working. So I'm just imagining some employer calling an employee and to call them back because they have to, right? And
that's
all
right.
The time the phone's ringing, the employer is saying, "Oh, please tell me you don't want to come back. Please tell me you want to stay on unemployment. Oh, please.
That's right. It's a chance to reshape your team. Fix the mistakes from before. If you didn't hold people accountable enough before, do it. If you didn't train them enough, do it. If you work fast enough, do it. Reshape your business. Don't get back to where you were. That would be a draw. We want to win.
That's not what your customers are expecting from you. They're going to expect something new from you.
They are. A lot of my customers are car dealers, and one of the things they have learned is people like home deliveries. They like not coming to the dealership and having you deliver the car to their house with the paperwork, and that's something that's not going to go away. That's something customers are going to insist
on,
and those who do it well will have an edge.
My brother was a car salesman once, and not too many years ago, and I said, "You realize one of these days you're not going to have a job, right? There's not going to be any. There's not going to be any car salesmen."
and you know, you've got to be able to adapt. They want that. Where were your policies too rigid? Some of us were too hard to do business with, and we're going to have to loosen things up and be easier to do business with. But the opportunity is there. You've gone through the sacrifice, through the pain, through the loss. Make it pay you. Make it pay you back. Be better than you were.
And charge
use this crisis.
Here's another one. Folks, charge enough to stay in business. I'm not going to tell you to charge enough to be able to retire at 45. I'm going to tell you to charge enough to have a Rolls Royce or a mansion, but I am going to tell you charge enough to stay in business. What do you think, Dave?
Absolutely.
Too many small businesses don't charge enough.
They don't. And if you don't put enough value on what you do, the world is not going to raise your price.
That's
you
right.
need to charge enough. You need to understand the value you bring and the service you bring and charge appropriately for that. You don't have to cheap sell to stay in business. That's
when I see these new expectations,
to stay in business.
These new expectations that customers are going to give you, that's going to be extra service. You need to charge for that.
You do, and you deserve it.
Yeah.
And don't be ashamed to ask for it, and don't apologize for it.
Yeah, and especially since, and I hate to say this, but there are going to be a lot of companies that aren't going to come back. There are going to be fewer competitors in the marketplace going forward.
It's going to be good people available, Jim. Mm-hmm. They're going to be good people available. Going back to reshaping your team, there are going to be some good people you can use to upgrade your team with. You can get people better, or you can get better people to provide that service. Mm-hmm. So many opportunities abound. Don't be so victimized by what's happened. You fail to see them and seize them.
Folks, this is Dave is, he's not some pointy-headed professor. He's been through this. He's got a PhD in hard knocks. He knows what it's like out there. When you hear him say these things, that's wisdom. That's marketplace wisdom. Dave, we appreciate you for that. I hope you'll come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me. Keep helping folks.
LearnToLead.com, Dave Anderson's website. Please check that out. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Before I go, I want to remind you, believe in yourself as we believe in each other. Success. Surviving is succeeding. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.